Time for business news. Santa Maria, good morning. ANZ says fewer businesses are asking for help. Doubts about new lending rules, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. Well, the country's biggest bank says fewer businesses have been looking for support in the latest lockdowns. ANZ's annual profit has rebounded 44% to more than $1.9 billion, driven by record demand for mortgages, a stronger economy, and clawing back a good deal of money set aside for bad and doubtful debts. The bank's own confidence survey on Wednesday shows firms are finding it harder to get credit. Chief Executive Antonia Watson says they've been ready to help, but business demand hasn't been there as it was last year.
Customers are tightening their belts. We, over last year and this year, we didn't see excessive use of customer overdraft limits. So, whilst they're available, they haven't been utilised so much. But again, we've got the ability to provide, short-term overdraft facilities to get them through things like lockdowns as well, and have done so.
But the chief executive of the fund manager Simplicity, Sam Stubbs, is sceptical. He says ANZ's profit doesn't reflect a bank lending a hand to business and puts the reduced demand down to the cost of credit.
If you look at the overall level of lending to business, and it's not just small business, it's big businesses as well, they have lent less than they had last year. So, and they've chosen to do that. They could have chosen to lend at rates which were advantageous to businesses to help them through, but what they've been focused on is making even more money.
Sam Stubbs says ANZ has prioritised home mortgage lending over that which would benefit business. A mortgage broker believes the property market will remain hot over the summer despite tighter lending rules coming into place. From Monday, the amount of lending banks can make to owner-occupiers with small deposits will be halved to no more than 10%. But despite the restrictions and signs the market is easing, John Bolton from Squirrel doubts much immediate effect.
I think if you look at the market at the moment, it's still pretty hot out there. And I think most people sort of feel that when sort of New Zealand gets through this latest run of COVID and we come out of restrictions and stuff, there'll be a bit of a surge as there has been in the past, because there's clearly a lack of property on the market at the moment. I think that's helping keep prices quite elevated.
The Squirrel Chief Executive John Bolton there at 7:04 on RNZ National. Well, Air New Zealand is planning to be in shape for a rapid return to the skies when COVID restrictions at home and abroad are lifted. At its annual meeting yesterday, it told investors it has a refreshed plan aiming to fly to more places more frequently and at cheaper prices domestically. It's also ready to hit North America, notably New York, as well as targeted destinations in Asia, Australia and the Pacific. Chief Executive Greg Foran says they're looking to get more revenue from the loyalty scheme and contain costs. He says experience shows business can improve markedly in a short time.
I'm pretty confident that once we can start to get some planes in the air, and it doesn't have to be the entire world, off a better cost base, we can actually start generating some reasonably healthy returns. And it's our intention to do exactly that. And that's how we're thinking about the business. It's how our plans have been built. And I'm excited that, this will occur. I think we can start to see that the end of COVID is coming.
However, before that, the airline expects to roughly double the amount of money it borrows from the government's $1.5 billion standby fund. It's already borrowed about $445 million, but needs to cover a delayed tax bill and pay for three new planes, taking borrowing to about $900 million by next February. No new comment was made about the capital raising, and the company has also suspended its forecast cash burn, which had been in the range of $25 to $35 million a month. Now turning to the markets, looking to Wall Street, it's a day for the tech stocks once again as investors flock to the likes of Amazon, Apple and Tesla ahead of their quarterly results. The Dow Jones tracking 0.5% higher. S&P 500 is up 0.75% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq up nearly 1.2%. Our own local top 50 index recorded its fourth consecutive fall, down 49 points to a two-month low of 12,971. The New Zealand dollar trading at 71.7 US cents, 95.4 Australian, 52.2 pence, 0.618 of a euro, 81.6 Japanese yen and 4.58 Chinese yuan. That is business for now.